This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
And hello.
And welcome to My Favorite Murder.
The Minisode.
Where we read you your shit.
These are your stories of true crime. The ones you grew up with. The ones you experienced first.
The ghost stories that your mom won't stop talking about.
Things that happen in your family that are big secrets that aren't anymore.
Really funny, weird shit you found in walls. Other stories that have nothing to do with true crime.
This is a random minisode about whatever we decide. Do you want me to go first?
Go.
Because I'm just chomping at the
bit. Oh, I love it. It's great when we're reading these and then one of us, like, read them to ourselves to find out which ones we're going to tell and one of us starts cracking up.
Yes.
It's like, yay, this is going to be fun.
And it happens a lot. The subject line in this is the chainsaw chicken.
Fuck yeah.
Hi, Georgia, Karen, Steven, and furry podcasters. No, absolutely not.
Love it.
My hometown murder isn't exactly a murder, but it's pretty freaking crazy, and I feel like you'll both enjoy it. I grew up in a small town outside of Portland, Oregon. When I was in middle school, a string of unexplained acts of vandalism shook my little town to its core. For several weeks, under the cover of night, a mysterious individual would take a chainsaw and cut down various trees and utility poles, causing them to land on nearby country roads and even fall across the town's main four-lane highway, familiar to many as Highway 26. The perpetrator always evaded capture, and the trees and utility poles often would cause power outages across the whole rural countryside.
Oh, my God.
My friend's older sister even drove her car head-on into a felled tree because she didn't notice it in time.
That's what I was going to say. That was super dangerous. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It says, in parentheses, don't worry, she survived with minor injuries.
Ay vey.
The individual was nicknamed the Chainsaw Chicken by the town and the local news stations. I know, super catchy.
I love it.
Finally, the vandalizer, is that a word in parentheses, was arrested and turned out to be none other than a boy from my middle school.
What? Oh, you little fucking shit. Go to your room.
Who was a couple grades younger than
me. Wow.
He would use his family's chainsaw and disappear into the night.
Oh my God.
Possibly committing these crimes as some kind of outlet. I really didn't know him that well, but he always seemed to be pretty quiet, but kind, and unfortunately rather friendless. After his arrest, he disappeared into the juvenile detention system.
Ugh.
For all I know, he could be out of juvie by now. I would hope so. But like I said, this all happened in middle school, which was like 8 years ago. Anyway, thank you for your time. And always remember to stay sexy and don't hang out with chainsaws or chickens. Bye, Maddie.
Oh my God. What if he's like a forester now or like works for the utility company?
Whatever he's doing now, I need him to know that I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
The spirit, the audacity it takes to get up in the middle of the night and grab your parents' chainsaw.
I mean, just wreaking havoc.
Just fucking.
What a little shit.
The loudest havoc he could wreak. And how do you not get caught? He's a super genius. Like, you're taking down an electrical pole and you seem to get away before anyone spots you.
And then suddenly you're a 12-year-old, like out of the blue. It's just like, boom, I'm 12.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
I'm 12, bitches.
Do you think he rode around on his on his BMX bike with the chainsaw around, like a guitar on his back?
Yes.
I love him so much.
What's his name? I bet it's like,
it's Jimmy.
Derek? Jimmy. Jimmy.
It's something with a Y.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy. It's, it's something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, Cody.
Cody.
That's a Cody move.
That's such a Cody move.
Taking a chainsaw.
Cody, you little shit. Cody, go to your room.
Cody.
God damn it, Cody.
Cody has like six other brothers, so he has no choice. It's just like, well, I get beaten up every day, so I need to take a chainsaw to something.
This is the only thing I can do to get any.
I can't tell you how many times in my childhood I wanted to take a chainsaw to everything in the town.
Because of your sister. Laura, go to your fucking room.
Laura, all right. You made me.
This is a Found in Walls story.
Oh, shit.
Which we always love. It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Hi, MFM crew. My husband is a contractor in Seattle. Oh, these are all Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver stories, since we're going to be there this weekend for live shows.
We're teeing it up.
What's up? what's up? My husband is a contractor in Seattle and recently started working on a new project renovating a commercial space that is on a busy road in town.
Yes.
He began demolishing the walls and noticed a few odd small vials fall out of one.
Oh.
The vials are pinky sized, clear, and with some white powdery residue inside.
Cocaine.
They are also very old. Old cocaine.
Yes. Just cocaine. Age to perfection.
Aged cocaine. No, oh, this tastes like a 1912.
Oh, yes. Mm. In the Basque region of France.
A few of the vials have labels that are still intact and very clearly legible and say, quote, the name is Zonitors. My husband immediately thought it was something meant to go in a nose to stop nosebleeds, like cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
But as he found one with a complete label, he realized he was wrong. These are old school vaginal suppositories.
What?
Then it says WTF. That is correct. I work at a nearby clinic and he rushed over to show everyone and we had a good time speculating about what they did for the vagina and, more importantly, why they'd be in a wall. Perhaps the space used to be a pharmacy, a medical clinic, a brothel, some old gal's secret stash. A quick internet search gave us more info about what, but not why. According to the National Museum of American History, these date back to the mid-50s and were meant as a feminine hygiene deodorizing product. Man, the shit that women are supposed to put up their pusses.
It's not good.
It's never good.
It's bad for you.
The main ingredient was chloramine, which is no longer used on or in our bodies as it is similar to chlorine.
Oh, no.
Then there's one exclamation mark in parentheses. And can cause tumors to grow. It sounds like these poor women were bleaching their vaginas. Here's a copy of the vintage ad we found stating, are you ready for this?
Yes.
The only vaginal support system for feminine hygiene. Zonitors completely deodorizes. They keep your person so dainty and feminine, a blessing to fastidious young wives.
Oh my god. I work with women in my clinic, so we all thought it was a pretty fitting find. I have a couple of the vials now on display in my office and I giggle every time I see them. Thanks for keeping me entertained on my commutes. Stay sexy and keep your vag dainty, Melissa.
Really, just keep it as dainty as possible. I honestly wanted you and was hoping to God you were gonna say it was like cod liver oil or some old fashioned like terrible medicine. I mean,
oh yeah,
just the idea that it was bleach is so fucking tragic.
I know
it's disgusting.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
God damn it. God, the patriarchy. Go to your fucking room.
Get out of there.
Go to your room with Cody. Take what, Cody,
bleach your fucking system.
Fucking cut you down with a chainsaw, motherfuckers.
No wonder I take a chainsaw at every goddamn light pole in my tiny country town. Okay. The subject line of this one is, my dad kicked Paul Snyder out of a bar. Hi, all. Everyone's great. On to the story. Yes. Perfect. My dad was born in Vancouver. In his 20s, he worked and played a lot in the more infamous bars and nightclubs, like the Marble Arch and the Number 5 Orange. Oh, that's a good
those
name.
Those sound like they're a fun time.
That's a real cigarette holder kind of a place.
Yeah, those are, they got jazz cigarettes there.
Let's go get baked at the Number 5 Orange.
Absolutely.
He was a bartender for many years before me and my siblings came along. Sorry. I asked him if he'd ever had to break up a movie-style bar brawl. He did. That's how he met my mom.
Aww.
That's hilarious. And awesome. And if he'd ever had to kick anyone famous out. His answer, I nearly got glassed by that a-hole who killed Dorothy Stratton.
What?
Of course, being a murderino, my ears pricked up and I asked for more details. Paul Snyder, the eventual estranged husband and murderer of Canadian playmate and actress Dorothy Stratton,
yes,
was once a regular on the Vancouver night scene. My dad didn't know him, but said that no one seemed to actually like him.
No, he was a piece of shit. Everyone knows.
I bet his mom did. Okay. Despite this, I actually started this book about her and it goes into detail of what he was like. And he is like the guy. Well, I'll read this because her dad knows best.
Okay.
My dad didn't know him. Oh, my dad didn't know him, but said that no one seemed to like him. Despite this, he had connections and access, so maybe they couldn't get rid of him. Uh-huh. I'm kind of picturing a Canadian Begbie from Trainspotting.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. According to my dad, he had a reputation for trying to pick up girls in bars and clubs and sometimes add them to his stable of sex workers that he kept as a small-time pimp.
Mm.
He was even known to wear a long fur coat.
Believe it.
One night, Snyder was at a club my dad worked at, and he was being super loud and obnoxious. My dad finally had enough and asked him to leave, but instead, Snyder tried to break a glass across my dad's head. A bunch of people jumped in and helped my dad and get him out. The woman Snyder had been trying to get to leave with him thanked my dad and offered him some cocaine and thanks. As things. My dad is full of crazy stories like this. He said that when he and his friends heard that Dorothy Stratton had been killed, they, like many others in the community, felt a sense of guilt and loss.
Aww.
Like they'd let their little sister get eaten by the big bad wolf. Aww. Oh, that's sad. Anyways, thanks for reading. I'm so excited to see you in Vancouver in a few weeks, and my boyfriend is flying in from England to see you too.
England?
SSGM. Jill.
Bloody old
Bloody
England.
Old. Oh, well, oh, well.
England, go to your room.
You can tell we haven't recorded in a while.
It's been a while.
We're bloody old England.
We forgot how to do this.
If you find yourself falling into how it's made rabbit holes or staying up late researching every fact about a documentary you just watched, it's safe to say you're a curious person. The best way to indulge your curiosity is with Masterclass. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn directly from the world's biggest and brightest talents. For just $10 a month, you have unlimited access to over 200 classes on topics like songwriting, entrepreneurship, and gardening. Learn how to effectively compromise in the workplace from FBI hostage negotiator Chris Voss, or how to tell a great story with humor and emotion from New York Times bestselling author David Sedaris. Masterclass has short 10 to 15 minute lessons that you can access from any device, and 88% of members say the classes have made a positive impact on their lives. I am obsessed with Masterclass, and I love that I can use my phone to watch classes instead of just mindlessly scrolling. I can put on a creative writing class by Margaret Atwood. It's called How to Hook Readers and Create a World. Or, hey, are you a comedian? There's Steve Martin, whose class is What Your Flavor of Comedy Is and How to Nail Your Act. I mean, come on, you guys. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/MFM. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/MFM. Masterclass.com/MFM. Goodbye. Why do I always remember lyrics to songs, Karen, that I haven't heard for years, but I always forget my email passwords?
I know, right? It's like our brains only want us to retain useless information, but with 1Password, that problem solved.
1Password is an award-winning password manager that's trusted by families and large-scale companies alike.
If you're tired of being the person that everyone texts for a streaming login, hand that honor to 1Password. They let you share logins with people and with groups.
With 1Password, you can securely switch between any device type or operating system. That means if you're a family or business that uses both Mac and PC, you won't have trouble sharing your private data.
Don't let the name fool you. 1Password does more than just store passwords. It can autofill usernames, payment details, and personal information. And they notify you about potential data breaches.
For business operations, 1Password has a dedicated support team that will integrate its security tools into your existing workflow.
1Password saves everyone time. And we all know that time saved equals money saved. Your accounting department will thank you.
Don't just listen to us. 1Password was named Wirecutter's best password manager. And companies like Salesforce and IBM trust 1Password to secure their most sensitive information. So you can too.
Right now, our listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/MFM.
That's 2 free weeks at 1, as in the number 1, password.com/MFM.
1Password.com/MFM.
Goodbye.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that
fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye. Let's see here.
This is what people come for, is the impression.
Right. To be sent to their room. Okay. This one, I think, is the funniest one I've ever read.
Okay.
Okay, ready. This is called... This is called The Haunted Flip Phone.
Perfect beginning.
Hi, ladies and Steven.
Oh.
Just a really quick story. I had all but forgotten until it reappeared in my memory bank late last night in bed when I should have been sleeping. In the early 2000s, I was a preteen and very excited when I got my first flip phone, mostly just to call my family members and one friend every few weeks. I remember receiving a text randomly from my mom one day that said, "Terry is dead now." And Terry spelled T-E-R-Y. I was so confused and asked my mom, and she said she definitely did not send that and had no idea who Terry was.
Ooh.
For weeks, my sister and I were so freaked out trying to figure out who Terry was, and we were so worried she died or some creepy ghost or murderer texted me, and I was the only one who knew. I even thought of telling the police in this case, in case a woman named Terry had turned up dead and I held a missing clue. Maybe this is the beginning of my true crime fascination. I laid in bed every night for weeks, so worried that Terry was dead and no one knew but me, and the flip phone ghost might return to haunt my text messages. To me, it seemed like months like this went by. Maybe it was days. My memories are a little skewed from back then.
Hmm.
Finally, one day, after talking about dead Terry again, my mom suddenly had an epiphany. She looked at her old text messages in her flip phone and started cracking up. She exclaimed that she had solved the Terry mystery. She showed us a text message that was supposed to be sent to me that said, "My battery is dead now." Somehow the "my bat" part had been cut off, and suddenly the biggest mystery of my life was solved. Shitty cell service had created the most creepy text that haunted my dreams. Not a ghost or a murderer. Terry was not dead. All was well in the world. That's all. Love you guys and can't wait to see you in Portland. I'm dragging my non-murderino friend along, so please tell very disturbing stories and freak the fuck out of her. Love, Samantha.
Oh my God.
Terry is dead now.
Terry is dead.
I didn't send that.
I deny everything. Also, Terry is such a specific... It's like a British man from the 70s.
Yeah. T-E-R-Y.
It's like you can picture it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is similar, but it's... The subject line is deathbed confession, lighthearted.
No,
Georgia Karen Stephen Pets. 3 years ago, my mom was in the last stages of dying of cancer. In the last week, she told me she had a confession to make that she had kept a secret from me for almost 30 years.
Oh my God.
I was expecting some sort of tragic accident or I was adopted or something. No. When I was a kid, I wrote a letter to the Lucky Charms people that I had gotten a box of cereal with almost no marshmallows. The company sent me an apology letter and a coupon for a free box. My mom admitted to me that she had actually eaten all the marshmallows, but hadn't wanted to admit it for 30 years.
God.
Can't wait to see you in Vancouver in October. Elizabeth.
Oh my God. And that she couldn't pass on without admitting
she
it.
She had to tell her the truth about the Lucky Charms.
That is the sweetest, most adorable thing I'd ever. And then she's like, "And you're adopted too. Bye." Oh my God. Everyone needs to have a deathbed confession that's like,
well, also
fun.
Don't save them for the deathbed.
Yeah.
It's how funny would that have been? I mean, like, it's still hilarious,
no, it's,
but it's like, it also, you know what it is? It paints a picture of what her mom was like.
Yeah.
Cause I immediately was like, I bet you she's one of those moms. She probably didn't overeat. She was like zoned out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And started doing it and then caught herself and was freaked out.
Yeah. And then the next morning her daughter was like, "Why aren't there any," and like her daughter freaked out about it and like wrote a letter and like,
and she just had to stand there going,
I don't know. It's crazy. There's no marshmallows.
Well, you know what you have to do in a situation like this?
You have to stand up for yourself.
You stand up for yourself and you let those people know how unfair it is.
Her name is Cody with an I. Cody, you need to write a letter. Go to your room. Send us your funny, weird, fucked up shit. Deathbed confessions are great. I want to know more.
Ugh.
They don't have to be good. They can just be like that one.
Yes, exactly. They don't have to be like juicy. Ray,
I didn't mean good as in like,
yeah.
I'm not calling you. Cody, I'm sorry. Okay? Look. Cody.
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry Elizabeth. I called you Cody.
Cody is the code name for... the Destructos.
Cody's short for Elizabeth, isn't it?
Yes, that's what... up in the northwest. In the Pacific Northwest, they do things a little differently.
They do things weird. Send us your letters, myfavoritemurder@gmail.com. We want to just hear anything weird and funny.
Yeah, and we can't wait to come and see you, Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
The home of all murders. Stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, you want a cookie?
Good boy.